with my collar and cape, like a superhero armed with an old school tape. It's the rap, y'all. You got to believe.
There's a song called Others You Can Hear All the Time, but you're like no other to me. So I'm not gonna promise you a starry sky. Now you just need to believe.
I take time for my rhyme and I climb, but don't reach. Hustle around with Russell and grind and rock beats. And this is it, boy. Another hit for the streets. I got love for my people from Queens to overseas. Step into the room and then boom, the horn scream. Rev coming loyal and regal, I got dreams. Tip like Martin Luther the King, I might teach. Like a collar to the party at the party going free.
Substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Your faith has made you whole.
Yeah.
This is the show that goes like this with Ben Simmons.
With who?
Ben Simmons.
Oh, right.
On Phoenix FM.
They're not wrong, you know. It is the show that goes like this, and I am Ben Simmons, and we've got 57 minutes and a few seconds left together. So let's enjoy it. Let's embrace it. Let's not go anywhere. 98.0 if you're in Brentwood, Billericay, and the surrounding areas. PhoenixFM.com if you're not. And if you've missed any of the show and would like to hear it back and wonder where that's possible, it's via our website. The podcast edition will be live from tomorrow morning. Get yourself to PhoenixFM.com. Click on the schedule, look for a Tuesday evening at 10 o'clock, click on the show that goes like this, and you will get to my Phoenix blog with all previous episodes of the show to download and listen to at your leisure. And of course, I feel I have to say every time, thank you so much to everyone that listens to the show. It gets regularly 500 to 1,000 hits a week, which is fantastic, and very, very grateful that it does. So thank you for everyone who supports it, everyone who gets involved. We love a bit of interactivity on the show that goes like this. Loads of people have suggested movie titles where you change one letter. Before I get to that, though, I'm going to tell you about the intense debate on the Twitterverse. And bear in mind, you have only got about 45 minutes left to vote on this. Very simply asking, which did you enjoy watching the most out of these three films? Back to the Future, The Matrix, and Fight Club. Just between those three films, which did you enjoy watching the most? Back to the Future, that's the original. The Matrix, that's the original. And Fight Club, there was only one. So choose between those three at BenSimRadio on Twitter to cast your vote. Also, do us a favour, give it a repost, a retweet. More people will see the poll, more people will cast their vote. So one more time, at BenSimRadio on Twitter. At the top of the profile will be this poll. Single click or tap to cast your vote. Which did you enjoy watching the most? Back to the Future, The Matrix, or Fight Club. I'll reveal the result before I leave you tonight. Very, very exciting. I love movie related stuff on these airwaves, so yes, happy to keep that going. Right, let's have more music, shall we? I've got plenty of tracks to get in before we leave you tonight. Very, very many. So maybe a little bit less chat, maybe a little bit more music. So, yes, we had the Drifters and Saturday Night at the Movies introduced by Scott Fish earlier on because we were talking about movies. It is Movie Theatre Day on the 23rd of April. So with Movie Star here at the Stereophonics.
For Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM.
And that was the Stereophonics and Movie Star, because yes, the 23rd of April is Movie Theatre Day. More examples of your brilliant suggestions of movies with one letter changed in the title. From Andy Gardner, fellow Phoenix FM alumni, Bean Street. Yeah, they're not quite as mean when they're covered in beans. I don't know if they're baked or green in Andy's film, but anyway. Then Eddie Bushell on his way to Valletta. I'm very grateful you've tuned in, Eddie. Thank you so much. Hopefully it's being broadcast around the whole ship in some way or another, or at least to your ears. But there are multiple suggestions from Eddie Bushell, which are impressive nonetheless. Like this one, Harry Potter and the Half-Blonde Prince. Now, I remember that film. Wasn't it Snape who was the half-blood prince? If he was half-blonde, you know, he always had black hair, even in the flashbacks. That would... If he's done something with highlights, that massively changes it, doesn't it? Yeah. Also, I can't list them all because there's so many Eddie's done. I love this one. Nightmare on Elf Street. Will Ferrell is a narcoleptic who dreams about getting killed in hideous Christmas-related ways. Love that. Nightmare on Elf Street. That is good. That is very good. As is Pulp Diction. Samuel L. Jackson playing an elocution coach who will strike thee down with great vengeance and furious anger if you speak incorrectly. Yeah, something like that, isn't it? Yes, thank you to Paul Holman, who's written in with Annie Get Your Fun. That's a different kind of film, isn't it? Is it still set in the West? I'm not quite sure. Annie Get Your Fun, yes, nice. Alan Cohen suggests The Codfather. Is that about a fishing family in Grimsby? I'm not entirely sure, but thank you, Alan, for that as well. Then my mum and dad have both made suggestions on the poll in this not poll on the Facebook post for this, and they've both done very well. My dad suggested Gone with the Wine. I like that. Clark Gable drinks too much Merlot. That's lovely, and this links in brilliantly with everything else we've talked about. My mum suggested The Greatest Snowman, where Hugh Jackman goes on an Arctic adventure with Alan Jones. I like that. Then, this is just weird full circleness. I mentioned Naomi Bushell at the start of the show, Mrs. Eddie Bushell. For those of you that don't know, she's married to Eddie. And she's commented and told my mum there is actually a show on Channel 4 called The Greatest Snowman where they send celebs to the Arctic to build snowmen. Ah, so thanks. Thanks to everyone for everyone who's got involved today. I love that. Eddie's on his way to Valletta. Naomi's in, I'm assuming, in Norfolk, but she could be anywhere in the UK or anywhere else in the world. She could be with Eddie on the cruise. I don't know. But yes, hopefully all your family are okay. And my mum and dad have been in touch as well. It's fabulous. It's all happening on the show that goes like this tonight. Enjoyable. See what happens. You get in touch on social media. You get shout-outs on the airwaves. It's a little community we've got going here. It's fantastic. Always enjoyable. Right. Movie Theatre Day, final track that relates to that. Here's Madonna with Hollywood.
Shine your light now. This time it's got to be good. Get it.
This is the show that goes like this with Ben Simmons.
With who?
Ben Simmons.
Oh, right.
On Phoenix FM.
That was Madonna and Hollywood. I love that we provide a service for people here. Now, Eddie Bushell was on a ship going to Malta. My mum has now been in touch and said, I've sent a message for Eddie Bushell. I expect he's been there before on cruises, but does he know? Can you drink the tap water in Malta? And then my mum's found out the answer. The tap water in Malta is generally safe to drink and complies with the requirements set by the World Health Organization and the European Union. However, like in many places, tap water in Malta may contain traces of minerals such as calcium and magnesium, which can affect its taste and texture. That was posted on the 22nd of December 2023. So, you don't have to buy bottled water in Malta, Eddie. You can go with the tap water and nothing to worry about. I love stuff like that. Right, brilliant. Somehow we've only got 42 minutes left. The intense debate is raging on the Twitterverse at Ben Sim Radio if you want to cast your vote. Which film did you enjoy more, Back to the Future, The Matrix or Fight Club? Please cast your vote. Thanks to Adam Dakin, who's changed letters in movie titles and ended up with The Umpire Strikes Back. That is brilliant, isn't it? That is a cricketing sequel waiting to happen. Like, before Wicket, you can't be serious. I am your father. What? Yeah, anyway, also the never-ending Tory. Might be what it feels like for some people with this government. There is a general election coming up later this year, so who knows? But yeah, love that. Thanks, Adam. And then Eddie Bushell has just gone off on one with some fantastic suggestions, I have to say. I like it. I'm going to say that they're all good. It's his explanations as well that make it amusing. He hasn't explained the Blair Bitch Project. I don't know if we're going political, if that was Tony and Cherie in the 90s arguing with each other, and Tony got a little bit unnecessary with his name calling. But yeah, there we go. The Blair Bitch Project. Easy Cider. Peter Fonda sets up an apple brewery. That is good. And all the trials and tribulations it involves. I'm glad you've had a lot of time on your hands, Eddie, because there wouldn't have been nearly as many suggestions without you. I've got some of my own. Reservoir Digs. Archaeologists have to drain a large body of water in order to find a hidden city. Reservoir Digs. I like that one. And, of course, James Cameron's take on A Midsummer Night's Dream, if everybody went to the bottom of the ocean. Titania? I had to try and make it sound like the original, but Titania. I like that. I think that could work. And then, of course, when a ghost affects a gym, what do? You get in the exorcise. Yes. I was quite pleased with that myself. More of Eddie's suggestions coming up after another track. We're now going on to the fact that it's Spanish Language Day today. How can it be English Language Day and Spanish Language Day on the same day? I know they're different countries, but what if England wants to celebrate Spanish Language Day and someone in Spain wants to do vice versa? It's going to cause confusion, isn't it? Anyway, here's Shakira. You know what her hips don't do they?
Ladies up in here tonight. No fighting. We got the refugees.
No fighting. No fighting. Shakira, Shakira.
I never really knew that she could dance like this. She make a man wanna speak Spanish. Como se llama?
Sí.
Bonita.
Sí.
Mi casa.
Shakira, Shakira.
Oh, baby, when you talk like that, you make a woman go mad. So be wise and keep attraction, attention. Don't you see, baby, this is perfection.
Hey, girl, I can see your body moving.
driving me crazy. And I didn't have the slightest idea until I saw you dancing. And when you walk up on the dance floor, nobody can not ignore the way you move your body, girl. And everything's so unexpected, the way you right and left it, so you could keep on shaking it.
Never really knew that she could dance like this. She make a man wanna speak Spanish. Como se llama? Bonita.
Shakira, Shakira.
Oh, baby, when you talk like that, you make a woman go mad. So be wise and keep on reading the signs of my body. I'm on tonight, you know my hips don't lie, and I'm starting to feel your joy. Come on, let's go real slow. Don't you see, baby, I see it's perfect. I know I'm on tonight, my hips don't lie, and I'm starting to feel it's right. All the attraction, the tension. Don't you see, baby,
Shakira,
this is perfection.
Shakira.
Oh, boy, I can see your body moving. Half animal, half man. I don't really know what I'm doing. Just seem to have a plan. My will, I'm self-restrained. Have come to fail now, fail now. See, I'm doing what I can, but I can't. So you know that's a bit too hard to explain.
Spanish, como se llama, bonita, mi casa,
Shakira, Shakira.
Oh, baby, when you talk like that, you know you got me hypnotized. So be wise and keep on beating the signs of my body.
Senorita, feel the conga. Let me see you move like you come from Colombia.
Mira, en Barranquilla se baila así.
She's so sexy, I am a fantasy. A refugee like me back with the Fugees from a third world country. I go back like when Pac carried crates for Humpty Hump. We lead a whole club dizzy. Why the CIA wanna watch the Colombians and Haitians? I ain't guilty, it's a musical transaction. Bobo, Zobo, no more do we snatch rope. Refugees run the seas cause we on our own boat.
I'm on tonight, my hips don't lie, and I'm starting to feel your boy. Come on, let's go, real slow. Baby, like this is perfecto. Oh, you know I'm on tonight. My hips don't lie, and I'm starting to feel it's right. The attraction, the tension. Baby, like this is perfection.
No fighting,
no fighting, no fighting, no fighting.
No fighting.
Phoenix FM.
Shakira featuring Wyclef Jean, Hips Don't Lie. Now, there's an awful lot of amusing movies with one letter changed in the title, mainly provided by Eddie Bushell now at this late hour, so thank you so much, Eddie. We've had the Blair Bitch Project, Easy Cider, Nightmare on Elf Street earlier, of course. Hush Hour, Jackie Chan and Chris Tucker would just like everyone to be quiet. Not quite as dramatic. Maybe they get a job in a library or a heist in a library. That could work. Hush Hour. I like it. And then the slightly gruesome Sawing Private Ryan. Eddie says the original didn't go so well and they have to transport his body back home in pieces. Oh, dear. Yes. But having spoken to Eddie Bushell, I love that. I can communicate with him and he's on a ship somewhere. He said Naomi is not on the cruise with him, but she's coming with him on the next one in June. Fantastic stuff. That'll be nice. And he's also said he didn't know that about the water in Malta, so he's grateful to my mum for imparting that knowledge, but he does know not to drink it on the ship. Okay. Wise words, and bringing people closer together on the show that goes like this. Fantastic stuff. We've got 34 minutes and 15 seconds left. That means you've got about 25 minutes left to vote on the intense debate on the Twitterverse. Which film did you enjoy most? Back to the Future, The Matrix, or Fight Club? Last time I looked, Back to the Future was ahead. It could all change by the time the voting finishes. At Ben Sim Radio on Twitter, if you want to cast your vote, please give it a repost or a retweet as well. More people will see it and we'll get higher voting numbers. Thank you, everybody. Right, still loads of tracks to squeeze in, and we've got to hear from Prediction Master, which will probably happen after this one from Santana. It's a about a person who likes a particular kind of chocolate. Not Terry's all gone.
Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
That was Santana and Black Magic Woman, and now it's time for this.
Prediction Master.
Well, some people not quite sure if he should be known as the Prediction Master, but he was successful again last week, the Prediction Master. Successfully guessed that Harry Kane would not score for Bayern Munich against Arsenal in their quarter-final of the Champions League. Bayern Munich did indeed score, but Harry Kane was not one of the goal scorers on that night, so Prediction Master was correct again. Looking at the upcoming sporting fixtures, it would be necessary, I think, to point out that there is a Merseyside derby happening in the Premier League tomorrow night. Liverpool go to Goodison Park to take on Everton. Prediction Master, it would be easy to say one side or another is going to win or lose or draw. Prediction Master's getting a bit more complicated and saying that game is going to feature more than two goals. So it's going to be an open affair. It's not going to be tight and difficult and attritional. It's going to be open. There's going to be goals in the game. Prediction Master says more than two will be scored Everton versus Liverpool Merseyside derby in the Premier League tomorrow night. Prediction master, you heard it here first. I think he's got about a 75% success rate of his predictions over the last 3 months. So, yeah, fantastic stuff. Prediction master saying more than two goals in the Merseyside derby. You heard it here first. Don't forget it. Time for more music, after which we'll hear some more hilarious movie title changes from one Eddie Bushell. He's done more than anybody else, and a lot of them are brilliant, it has to be said. Final Spanish language inspired music on Spanish Language Day. Here's Enrique.
Would you dance if I asked you to dance? Or would you run and never look back? Would you cry if you saw me crying? And would you save my soul tonight? Would you tremble if I touched your lips? Would you laugh? Oh, please tell me this. Now would you die for the one you love? Hold me in your arms tonight. I can be your hero, baby. I can kiss away.
I will stand by you forever.
Phoenix FM.
Enrique and Hero. Fabulous stuff. Now, I hope to do justice to the final few song movie titles with one letter changed from Mr. Eddie Bushell on his cruise on the way to Valletta, where he will be arriving in about 11 hours' time. What we've got left, quite impressive. I think they got better as they went on, and he's left with a fantastic one. So, the amusing Spider-Man, Peter Parker, tries his hand at misspelled stand-up. Remember, you can only change one letter. He's changed amazing to amusing. Amusing Spider-Man, I like it. Also on the superhero theme, The Flask. Barry Allen takes soup to work, and it's a really dull film. Thor, Love and Chunder. Yeah, no one wants to see that, Eddie. Oh dear, he says this is just a terrible film. Then, a couple of brilliant ones, I think, to sum it all up. This just encapsulates the whole point of it. Groundhog Dry. A chipmunk just can't seem to have a successful shower over and over again. I like it. Groundhog Dry. And then, this has got to be the best. You need the explanation before the title. A series of interconnecting stories about Brighton. Are they romantic stories? That would be good. A series of interconnecting romantic stories about Brighton, entitled, from Richard Curtis, Hove Actually. That is the pinnacle. That is brilliant. There have been some amazing suggestions tonight from everybody. But I have to say, Hove actually one of my favourites. Toe Shining was good. That was a good one. And then, what else did we have? Nightmare on Elf Street. I like that. Of course, Beverly Hills Cow was sensational. And The Greatest Snowman, of course, which has been revealed to be a real thing. Fantastic stuff. The Never Ending Tory. I liked that. And then, yeah, some really brilliant ones. I've realised I missed Mullet Train earlier on. That's good, with Brad Pitt cutting someone's hair into a bad 70s style. But Hove Actually, that wins the day, Eddie. Congratulations, sir. Yes, I haven't heard from you on these airwaves for a little while, but it's fair to say when you do make an appearance, it's very, very memorable. So thank you for getting involved. So don't forget all the ridiculous holidays today. We've still got music inspired by some of them to come. For instance, it is Take a Chance Day today. For instance, take a chance cruise to Malta and have a successful time singing on board. Here's ABBA.
If you change your mind,
take a chance
on the first in line,
take a chance
on the unseen free,
take a chance
on me. If you need me, let me know, gonna be around. If you got no place to go when you're feeling down, if you're all alone when the pretty birds have flown on the unseen free, take a chance on me.
Music.
radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
That was ABBA, of course, Take a Chance on Me. You've got about 6 minutes left to vote in the intense debate on the Twitterverse. Which of these films did you enjoy watching the most? Back to the Future, The Matrix and Fight Club. If you haven't seen all of them, just vote for one that you have seen. Go for it. It could make all the difference. Yes, Back to the Future still in the lead. But, like I say, 6 minutes of voting still to go. At Bensim Radio on Twitter. Go to the profile. It'll be at the top. Single click or tap to cast your vote and give it a quick repost. Some more people may see it, may vote. You could sway someone. Yes, at Bensim Radio on Twitter. Still quite a lot of music to get in. Can I get four more tracks in before I leave you? It's going to be difficult, but we're going to try. It is Shakespeare's birthday. It is Talk Like Shakespeare Day. It is the 23rd of April. Here with Shakespeare's Way with Words is One True Voice. Give a bit of context. One True Voice, Shakespeare's Way with Words. So Girls Aloud won Pop Stars The Rivals. One True Voice with a boy band that took them on in the final and didn't win. That was their second and final release. Now, I always say on this show that great music is guaranteed. I'm not going to say anything too bad, because apparently that was written by Rick Astley and Kevin Hughes, produced by Pete Waterman. I think you can hear that in it, can't you? But yeah, Shakespeare's Way with Words. Don't know much about nothing. Okay, let's leave it there. Right, still want to get three tracks in. That's going to be a struggle, but I'm going to try my best. We've got to reveal the result of the intense debate while this track is on. That will pass, so you've got about a minute left to vote. In the meantime, here's Sam Smith. We're now talking about the fact it is National Coin Week. Sam Smith's got money on his mind.
When the summer dew, I felt pressure. Don't wanna see the numbers, I wanna see heaven. You say, could you write a song for me? I say, I'm sorry, I won't do that happily. When I go home, I tend to close the door. I never want to know. So sing with me, can't you see? I don't have. Please don't get me wrong, I wanna keep it moving. I know what that requires, I'm not foolish. Please can you make this work for me? Cause I'm not a puppet, I will work against your strings. When I go home, I tend to close the door. I never want to know. So sing with me, can't you see? I don't have. When the sun is set, don't you fret. No, I have no money on my mind. No money on my mind. No money on my mind. No, I have no money on my mind. When the sun is set, don't you fret. No, I have no money on my mind. No money on my mind. No money on my mind. No, I have no money on my mind. Just love.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
That was Sam Smith, Money on My Mind. Got to be quick. The intense debate is over. Which did you enjoy watching the most? Back to the Future, The Matrix or Fight Club on this movie theatre day? Back to the Future receiving 77% of the vote. The Matrix 23%. Nobody. Out of all those votes, nobody voted for Fight Club. Amazing. But the winner with 77%, Back to the Future. I loved The Matrix, but I really love Back to the Future, the whole trilogy. But the original is fantastic. When do you think it came out in 1985, was it, as well? Amazing, amazing stuff. But yes, a worthy winner, Back to the Future, the best of those three films, according to everybody that voted. Thank you so much. Penultimate track coming up. Then we sum it all up. How has 2 hours almost gone by? by already. It's flown by for me. Thanks for being here too. Haven't finished yet. In the meantime, penultimately, money related in National Coin Week, here's Allo Black.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And that was Allo Black needing a dollar in National Coin Week. Well, it's been another rip roarer. Remember, it's been the 23rd of April. It's been St. George's Day, but we've barely talked about that. English Language Day, Impossible Astronaut Day, Doctor Who related. International Nose Picking Day, Lovers Day, Movie Theatre Day, National Picnic Day, Spanish Language Day, Take a Chance Day, Talk Like Shakespeare Day, National Coin Week or Week and all month. It's National Sports Eye Safety Month. Yes, it's Shakespeare's birthday and death day. We heard from Scott Fish, who tried to organise a massive picnic. We've heard from Prediction Master, who thinks the Merseyside Derby will have more than two goals in it. We've resolved another intense debate, Back to the Future, more enjoyable than The Matrix and Fight Club. We've played lots of music related to the tracks. And we need a suitable track to play us out. And we had some amazing movie title suggestions if you could change one letter in them. One, I think, by Eddie Bushell on a cruise on his way to Malta with Hove, actually. Absolutely fantastic. I enjoyed Beverly Hills Cow. I enjoyed some of the others as well, The Umpire Strikes Back. But, yeah, fantastic stuff. Still, to play us out, you're thinking I haven't dealt with nose picking. Bit weird musically to deal with that, but here's Mustang Sally from Wilson, Pick It. See you next week. Take care, all.
Mustang Sally. Guess you better slow your Mustang. Slow.
Phoenix FM.